Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. I have a disturbing breaking news story coming out of Bloomberg that should anger every single American. Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, was just caught privately advising the Russians on how to more successfully pitch an end to the war to Donald Trump. The only thing is, Russia's peace plan, quote-unquote peace plan, is actually just a plan that only benefits them, that will lead to the end of Ukraine and eventually the end of Europe if we keep leading down this path. And Donald Trump's own special envoy, Steve Witkoff, was advising Russia on how to do this. I'm not making this up. This reads, Trump envoy advised Russia on Putin call Ukraine deal report. We learned, according to a recent reporting obtained by Bloomberg, that Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, got on the phone with Vladimir Putin's senior foreign policy aide, Yuri Ushakov, and told him exactly what Russia wanted to hear, that Donetsk should belong to Russia, that Zaporizhia should belong to Russia, that all of the land in this buffering area should belong to Russia, and Ukraine should not get any of it, that Ukraine's constitution should have enshrined that they can never join NATO, a bunch of limits on Ukraine's army that would essentially lead to the end of their sovereignty. And on the phone, he advised Moscow on how to frame it in a more hopeful, peaceful way so that Trump would agree to this deal. Instead of using his influence to protect democracy, stand up for our allies, he is using it to advise Russia. If you don't understand the stakes fully, because a lot of Trump supporters that watch my videos still don't fully understand what's happening, Russia launched the worst land grab since World War II, tried to grab land in Europe, take it as their own, is killing, torturing, abducting children en masse, about 30 to 40,000 children abducted from their parents, most of them just missing. Some of them were shaved, their heads were shaved, and they were given to different families in Russia from Ukraine. It is a disgusting massacre happening, and instead of having any moral clarity, we are helping the Russians in their long-term invasion. What's going to happen is Russia is going to pause this war once they get what they want from the United States. Then they're going to reinvade other European countries in 5 years and continue to do that over and over until they have essentially dominated all of Eastern Europe and regained the USSR. And we are helping them do it. At least Steve Witkoff is our special envoy. United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff advised Russian officials on how to pitch a Ukraine peace deal to President Donald Trump, according to an audio report. Recording reported by Bloomberg. We're going to get there in 1 second. But he said in an open interview with Tucker Carlson, who is also pro-Russia, by the way, who is for the enemy, he said about Putin, I liked him. I don't regard him as a bad guy. Take a listen.
What did you think of him?
I liked him.
Yep.
I thought he was straight up with me. Of course, by the way, I've said that. And you can imagine, by the way, I say that, I get pilloried. Oh my gosh, you're actually saying.
Called communication. Which many people would say, you know, I shouldn't have had because Putin is a bad guy. I don't regard Putin as a bad guy. That is a complicated situation, that war, and all the ingredients that led up to it. It's, you know, it's never just one person, right? So I think we're going to figure.
Okay, usually wars are pretty gray, are pretty complicated. Like, a lot of wars tend to be pretty complicated and gray and complex. But the Russia-Ukraine war, quite literally, is one guy who is repeatedly invading their neighboring country over and over and over. The United States or NATO did not trigger this whatsoever. The fact that the special envoy who is advising Donald Trump is spreading these lies is absolutely sick. And really quickly, this episode was made possible by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. And with football and basketball in full swing, this is the best time of the year to jump in. So if you're like me and you follow mainly basketball, it's good to feel right when your player hits. So I've been playing Prize Picks a decent amount lately. The NBA tip-off usually is electric and gets me going. And if you pick more or less on at least 2 player projections and you lock in your lineup, you are in. The other night I picked more on Lucas points, and less on Josh Allen's passing yards. And then I cashed in. I made a little bit of money after I did my work, and it took my mind off the nonstop politics. Prize Picks lets you play in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and now they offer stacks. So if you want to pick more on Steph's points, for example, threes and assists, all in the same lineup, you can. Plus, if one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks will give you an injury reboot, so it won't count as a loss. Download the Prize Picks app and use code MOCKLER to get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Again, use code MOCKLER to get $50. It's a good deal, $50 for your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, where it pays to be right. Thank you. But the situation gets even worse. As we're going to read in the article, this part's going viral. Steve Witkoff orchestrated the phone call that sabotaged Zelensky's White House visit last month when Tomahawks for Ukraine were on the table. Absolutely unreal. In an October 14th phone call that lasted a little over 5 minutes, Witkoff advised Yuri Ushakov, Putin's top foreign policy aide, on how the Russian leader should broach the issue with Trump. His guidance included suggestions on setting up a Trump-Putin call before Zelensky's White House visit later that week and using the Gaza agreement as a way in. He is using inside information, leveraging this to set up strategies to help Vladimir Putin. Ron Filipkowski points out, Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, isn't working for the U.S. or for humanity, but he's working with Vladimir Putin. Let's dig into this Bloomberg article that reveals it all. Make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed for breaking news, pro-democracy updates, as we continue to regain U.S. democracy. And yes, I am wearing All I Want for Christmas Are the Epstein Files. I'm wearing the Mockler Media merch. You can find it below. But to continue right here, U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff, fresh from the triumph of the Gaza peace deal, the Gaza peace deal fell through immediately. The hostage swap was good, of course. We'll give him credit for the hostage swap. But the quote-unquote peace deal fell through right away. There's a slaughter happening right now. U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff held a phone call last month with a senior Kremlin official to suggest they work together on a similar plan for Ukraine and that Vladimir Putin should raise it with Donald Trump. So he's colluding to manipulate. And an October 14th phone call that lasted a little over 5 minutes. So again, it happened on October 14th and lasted over 5 minutes. Witkoff advised Yuri Ushakov, Putin's top foreign policy aide, on how the Russian leader should broach the issue with Trump. His guidance included suggestions on setting up a Trump-Putin call before Zelensky's White House visit. So they legitimately orchestrated this to try to tank Zelensky's chance of getting help. Quote, we put a 20-point Trump plan together that was for 20 points for peace, and I'm thinking maybe we do the same thing with you, Witkoff told Ushakov, according to a recording of the conversation reviewed and transcribed by Bloomberg. Quote, the story proves one thing. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff talks to officials in both Russia and Ukraine nearly every day, says the White House. Come on. This is how to pitch a deal to Trump, and then this entire thing blew up because this was leaked by the Russians to U.S. press. By the way, this 28-point peace plan that was a Russian wish list, just everything Russia wanted tied in a bow, was then leaked to the U.S. press, and it played the hand of the United States administration. Marco Rubio told Republicans behind closed doors, this was not our plan. He said, wait a minute, this was not ours. We have nothing to do with this. And then he had to reverse course. The conversation, for the first time, offers direct insight into Witkoff's recent tactics for negotiating with Russia and what appears to be the genesis of the 28-point peace proposal that emerged earlier this month, which the U.S. has pushed Ukraine to accept as the basis of a deal. It's funny because Ukraine accepted this, knowing that Russia isn't playing in good faith, and Russia still denied it because Russia only wants all of Ukraine. Putin said this month he believes the U.S. plan could be used as the basis for a peace settlement. He told senior officials at a meeting of the Russian Security Council that the 28-point plan had not been discussed in detail yet with the U.S., but that Moscow had received a copy of it. This is all incredibly stunning. The 28-point peace plan, which matches point for point what the Kremlin wants, it's freeze Russia's gains in certain areas so they gain everything, is a Russia-first plan. It's not a Ukraine-first plan. It doesn't even help the United States. It purely helps Russia, And Witkoff was the one who orchestrated this. He suggested strategies for how Putin should bring up the plan with Donald Trump. So Trump's envoy was not negotiating with Russia on behalf of America, as he should be. He was not negotiating with Russia on behalf of anybody. He was helping Russia. He was collaborating with Russia. And I already explained the long-term effects. The U.S. is cooked if we continue to go down this path. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'm going to see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.